So Rabbi Yossi, we're about to begin a brand new sugya. And believe it or not, we're actually getting and not even talk about Bor. Well, at least not that much about Bor. But the sugya sounds like, hey, wait a second, the rabbi made a mistake here, because we got the same major players over here. We got the Avonos Sekirim Asol. We got the rock from last sugya. We got the knife from last sugya. We got the suitcase from last sugya. So what's the difference between sugya number 9 and sugya number 10? So don't answer that question. It was a little mixed up with the numbers. I don't mean by that. What is the difference between sugya number 9 and sugya number 10? So the answer is sugya number 9 was Shaloif Kiran Vihiziko, that the suitcase is sitting on the ground and somebody or something is falling on the suitcase, and we're trying to figure out, is it a shore or a bore? Sugya number 10, so we're not talking about somebody tripping on a suitcase, we're talking about a suitcase in mid-flight. We're talking about a suitcase that's was left on a high, left on a mountain, left on a roof, and then the wind came and blew it off, and now it gives the guy a zetz on the head. Or a guy left a rock, and now the wind comes and blows the rock. A guy left a knife, the wind comes and blows the knife. So it's hiziku, bederech shenoflu v'hiziku, in the process of falling, they are damaging. Why are we talking about this all together? Because let's not lose sight of the greater picture over here. Who is responsible for the first two blot of a Maseches Baba Kama? If not for Rapapa, the Masechta would have started entirely different. Rapapa on Dav Beis was the one who told us that was magic words that Yesh told us Ke Yaitze Ben, Yesh told us En Ke Yaitze Ben. We weren't even sure what that meant, Rashi and the Rif, but something about told us and of us are not exactly the same, says Rapapa. And now the Gemara says, well, which are which? So before we know which are which, we have to know what they are. So the Gemara is still going through meticulously, case by case, of Avos and Toldos, identifying each one of them. So what do we know already? We already know a little bit about Toldos of Karen, a little bit about Toldos of Regal, Toldos of Shane, Boa, we for sure know a lot about. And now the Gemara, Adam, we spoke a little bit about. And now the Gemara is going to go on to analyze maybe Toldos of Eish, maybe that's our lucky day. So in order to identify what the Toldos of Eish are, so the Gemara goes on and begins to discuss it. Kikam Rapapa Toldos Eish. Toldos Eish Mayninu. Ilema, if you're going to tell me that Toldos Eish is Avano Sakir Maso, Sheinichan Barosh Gago, V'naflu Baruch Mitzuy, there's a wind that blew them down, V'hiziku. So Hekidam, what's the case? Ibahade da Azle Komaske, if they're damaging in flight, Hainu Eish, it's Mamash Eish. That is exactly the lach equivalent of an Eish. Parshas Mishpatim doesn't talk about suitcases flying, but it's the same thing. What's the difference if I lit a fire in my backyard, I'm having a barbecue, and the wind takes my flame and burns down the house? What's the difference between that and I left the suitcase on the roof, and the wind comes and blows down and gives you a knock over the head? It's all the same thing. So the Gemara says, Hainu Eish. How do I know that they're the same? Because they have the exact same characteristic. Maishra Eish to Kochachem Uraba. Eish is classic. Eish is there's another force being the wind. Uma Moincha, which is a highly questionable whether that word even belongs there. Ushmi Rasu Alecha, and you're obligated to watch it. Haninami Kochachem Uraben Moinchush Masu Alecha. Told the Eish Ki Eish. So the answer is that told the Eish is in fact Ki Eish. And that was clearly not what Rapapa was talking about, and the Gemara is going to try and eventually actually come to a solution what exactly that other what Rapapa was actually talking about. But for right now, for our purposes, that sugi begins with the statement that Avana Sakir Masel Shadichim Barosh Gago Venoflu Baruch Mitzuyev Hiziko Bidhalichosan is Chai Mishumesh. That's a given, told the Deish Gesh, nothing to discuss, Fair Shigmar of Gimel Beis. But basically, when you learn the sugi of Eish, the real sugi of Eish appears in Afchav Beis. The Gemara quotes the very, very famous Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish. How to view Eish. Eish is a very, very strange mazik. It's a bizarre kind of a mazik. What makes Eish so strange? So many things about Eish make it strange. If you just look at the Pasha of Eish, what is so problematic about Eish? Okay, so Eish is really, really tricky because unlike all the other mazikim, there is an outside force that is impacting on the mazik that's contributing, assisting, and facilitating the damage. Now, when I dig a bore, I dug the entire bore. So I created the bore, and now your animal walks in, spatzias, and breaks its leg. When I have an ox that gores or eats or tramples, so my ox, which is my mammon did everything on its own. Here, I lit a fire And now the wind comes. Ribbono Shel'Olam's wind comes. And it's what's called Nachat Kocha Chem Urabo. Now, Lamaisa, the Torah says Imchayim. The Torah says, Kisei to Eishu, Motsa Kaitz, Rechon, Shalom Yisham, Avers, Beir. The Torah says Imchayim. But the Amoraim are not quite sure how to understand the Pshat in this Chiyuv. So comes Rish Lachish and says, Isho Mishum Amonu. Eish is Chayiv, just like my shore is Chayiv. Just like my boar is Chayiv. Anything that belongs to me, either literally like me or quasi, so my Eish belongs to me. So I am responsible for all damage that my Mamon does. So my Eish is like my Mamon. And Rabbi Yechon responds to Rish Lachish and says, no, it's not true. Rabbi Yechon said, Isho Mishum Chitzai. That when you damage through Eish, it's the tantamount to you shooting an arrow, or the modern day you shot a bullet. It's as if you did it be a dayim mamish. Now, adam amazik be a dayim mamish means I take a sledgehammer and I smash your window. That's for sure adam amazik. That's alzeh nemar b'Torah. What does the pasuk say? Heading adam amazik is chayev. Where does it say in the chumash that adam amazik b'mechaver is chayev? What? It says the famous, if I smack an animal, if I damage an animal is a lavdafkin animal, an animal is an example of your mamon. If I take a bat and I smash your window, that's makah nefesh behem yishamena. That's the zeh nemar b'Torah. It happens not to be in Parshas Mishpat, it happens to be in Parshas Emor, but that's the mokor. Parshas Mishpatim speaks about ayin tachasai and adam ha-chovel b'chaveiro. That appears, mazik and chovel are different. Chovel means that I cause bodily damage to you. Mazik means I cause monetary damage. That's what the Rambam lumps it together. Because chovel and mazik, the two different sides, they're not identical to one another. So if I take a bat and I smash a window, that's an adam ha-mazik b'yadai ha-mamish. If I shoot an arrow and it cuts through a garment of yours, it causes you a damage, so that's not literally adam ha-mazik mamish, because I didn't do it b'yadai ha-mamish. What do we call that? That's kocho. That's my force. So anytime I set a force into motion, the arrow would not have gone anywhere without me. I'm totally in control of how far that arrow goes, depending on how much force I exert. Just got my physics guys, okay? That's how far the arrow is going to go. We need a lot of physics today, guys. We need a lot of Torah, guys. Anyone here taking physics? Anyone that knows anything about physics? Okay, good. Yeah? Okay. Hopefully we'll figure out somebody at the end of the day. Okay. So that arrow, the path of that arrow is directly result of how much force I exert on the arrow. Am I correct so far? If I say anything wrong, please tell me. So far, so good? Okay, so that's what's called kocho in halacha. So kocho is mamish kegufo dami, by adam for sure. Kocho is kegufo dami. By behemoth, we got a lot of work to do about that. Hopefully, sugi is coming up. But by adam hamazik, kocho is kegufo dami. Comes Rabbi Yechon and says that what's the difference between shooting an arrow and in a sense, shooting a fire. When I shot an arrow, so I didn't take the sledgehammer and smash the window. I set into motion the arrow that shot and did the damage. So too, when I light the fire, although I didn't literally take the fire, if I were to take a torch and pick a torch and put it onto your house, that's not Eish. That's Adam HaMazik Mamash. What's the difference when I take a sledgehammer or take a torch? But when I light my barbecue and then 20 minutes later the fire spreads and burns down to your house, Rabbi Yechon says that's called chitzav. That's called an adam hamazik. Why is that called an adam hamazik? What does adam hamazik? Adam hamazik means if I smash with a sledgehammer or if I shoot an arrow, that's kochi. This is not kochi. This is kochi plus what? Plus, it's not even okay. It's kochamurabai. I started the fire. I lit the fire in my backyard. It's kochamurabai. So that's quite a chiddush. Rabbi Yechon says, you're right. It's not like a gevaldik chiddush. And I never would have said this on my own, says Rabbi Yechon. I never would have viewed a fire as koichai shal adam, as chita shal adam. But what should I do? I have to defer to what? To the Torah HaKadosh. The Torah says, I'm chayiv. So Rish Lakish says, the Torah says, it's chayiv, but the Torah never said, it's adam amazik. Maybe you chayiv atzmam amazik. So Rabbi Yechon not only has to prove to me that I'm chayiv, he has to prove to me, licked in the psukim, that I'm chayiv b'teres adam hamazik. How does Rabbi Yechon know that? V'shteit in the Chumash, that I'm chayiv atz adam hamazik. Anyone know? What's the word? What's the magic word in Parshas Mishpatim that gives it away according to Rabbi Yechon? Shalem yishalem. Hamav ir es ha-be'era. What does mav ir mean? What does Mavir mean? Mavir means you did it. The Torah doesn't say Shalem Yishalem Baal Ha'esh Es Ha'Be'era. It doesn't say that. It says Shalem Yishalem Ma'avir Se'Be'era. So Zabt Yechen licked in the word Mavir is the secret. When the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, dictated the word to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalem Yishalem Ma'avir Se'Be'era, when the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to write those magic words Ma'avir Se'Be'era, licked in that, in those words of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Chachmas HaTorah is that it's not just Chayav. It's Chayav in a very specific manner. It's Chayav al Odom HaMazik. And Rish Lakish didn't see that. Rish Lakish says, HaMavir Se'Be'era, maybe that means something else. I don't know what it means. Rish Lakish says, the Rishonim bothered and Chabez, Chav Gimel. But how Rish Lakish read that pasuk, Rabbi Yechanan saw in that Gzeres HaKaz, HaMavir Se'Be'era, that he's considered to be Chayav al Odom HaMazik. So at the end of the day, everyone agrees that Chayav is a pasuk in Chumash. My nafkamina, whether it's Adam HaMazik, whether it's Moed HaMazik, who really cares? Anyone care? Anyone care? Yeah, I care. Why do I care? Give me a simple case. Simplest nafkamina. Yeah, so that's where Rashi starts a sugya and Tosfos says, what? Never heard of such a thing. So the Gemara itself gives a nafkamina. Gemara says, my binayu. Anyone know? So the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Chav Gimel. How much did Mamakam say to put on? Obviously not enough. Okay. So you got to go on to Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, when all the dust settles of this fire, the Gemara finally says, who cares? What's the difference in Rabbi Yechon and Shlachish? So the Gemara says, you can have the Chayv Be'ba Devarim. What if I lit a fire in my backyard, the wind came and took it, and now it didn't burn down your house, it burnt down you. It means it caused you. You now lost your arm in the fire. How much do I have to pay? So if it's Mamono or Shehizik, it's like a Shor Shehizik, how much do I pay? The value of the arm. So we take it to the auction and we figure out how much would an Evet sell on the marketplace. Would he sell with an arm, without an arm, and the difference of price, that's the Nezek. But if you're going to tell me it's not Shor Shehizik, but rather it's Adam Shehizik, so now it's not a Mazik anymore, what am I now? What am I now? I'm not a Mazik, I've just been elevated to a what? To a Chayvel. A Chayvel B'Chaveira, Mishnah the 8th Perek, Chayvel B'Chamisha Devarim. Have to pay Nezek, Tzar, Ripur, Shevis, Vaishas. So Tzar is a Pasuk Mishpatim, and Shevis is a Pasuk Mishpatim, and Ripur is a Pasuk Mishpatim, and Vaishas is a Pasuk Mishpatim. Say, the Torah throws the whole book at me. I have to pay five different types of Tashlumin because I was a Chayvel Ba'adam, Chayvel B'Chavera. So Gemara says, that's a real live Nafkamin Ladin between Rabbi Yechon Mishlachish. Fine, good. Machon is Rabbi Yechon Mishlachish. Rabbi Yechon saw it in the Pasuk. Mishlachish apparently didn't read the Pasuk this way. Nafkamin Ladin, everything is Gemara. Everything's fine. Let's live in the world of Rabbi Yechon for a minute, because that's probably the way we're going to paskin. Generally, we do follow Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. In the world of Rabbi Yechon, that Eish is Chayim Mishum Chitzav, with all the ramifications thereof, Dal Dvarim, etc. Lichora, if we can identify a Tolda of Eish, so that will also follow suit. That will also be subject to the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. So let's plug in the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, not to a guy lighting a fire of Daf Chavez. We're not learning the second perk this year, we're learning the first perk. Let's plug it into Avonos HaKidim HaSol Shenichin B'Rosh Gagam B'Daf L'Bruch Metzuya. And L'Chari, the Machlekes will be the same. The same way that Rish Lokish said, Eish Mamish is Kimamoinoi, Hua Dinami told the Eish is Kimamoinoi. And just as Rabbi Yechon said, Eish Mamish is Chitzav, Hua Dinami told the Eish should be Chitzav as well. So Al Zed Ne'amar and Daf Gimel Beis, when the Gemara identifies what are the totals of Eish, Avana Sekin Masash Din Rosh Kagai, V'naf L'Bruch Mitzuv, Hizikro, Derech Ali Chasson, those totals of Eish, according to Yechonin, will not just be totals of Eish, but they will be Dinam Ke'Adam HaMazik. That's Kechash Aladim, that's Chitzav. And the same way that Adam HaMazik, if you do to property, you pay Nezek, but if you do to a person, you pay Chamisha Dvarim. So too, by toldos of Eish, the same halacha will be true. I just put together two gemaras. I put together Gimel and Beis. I put together Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, and I just made a simple mix between the two. I came to the conclusion: it's a svar pshuta what I just said. It's a milsa de pshuta what I just said. That toldos of Eish will be subject to machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. It's because of that hanocha that I just made, which is the hanocha of most of the Rishonim. Now we begin to have to deal with the sugya that appears in Masechah Sanhedrin. And much of what we're going to talk about for the next couple of days is going to all revolve around this sugya, Masechah Sanhedrin, how to make sense of this sugya in light of everything I just said. Everyone agree with what I just said just now? What I just said is just simple ABC. I put together Gimel and Beis and Chabeis and Aleph, lined up the two sugyas together. Milsa de Pshita. Okay, so the same way I lit the fire, and now that fire never would have spread to the other person's backyard. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, Ma'avras Abeira. If it's H, Al Zed Nem and Exeas HaKosim, Ma'avras Abeira. So if you can tell me, if you believe in Gimel Mabeis and you believe in Chabeis, so we have a cloud godel in life called 2 plus 2 equals 4. So if this is H, and H is Mishum Chitza, so then extension, if A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C. So Avadus Gid Masash, Lich Mishum Rosh Gagoy, is Chai Mishum Chitza. Let's learn a little Gemara together on Sadheret Dafayin Zayin. Fascinating Gemara. This is, you can't get more Taramali Gemara than this one. Maybe. Amra Papa. Zorak Tzroa Lamala. The guy throws a rock up. V'hochon Tzadim. And it's true, what comes up must come down, but Lav Davka is going to come down directly to where I'm standing. I throw it up, and now it lands 3 feet away from where I am. Why did that phenomenon happen? Let's analyze that. Why did the rock go 3 feet away? What's the answer? Not necessarily the wind, but what? What? Horizontal vector. Why? Because, come on, tell me in a layman's lesson. Because I didn't throw it directly up. If I would have thrown it directly up, and it's in a vacuum, there's no other force, what would have happened? It would have come directly down. So the teretz is, when I tossed it up, so I probably, when I went bowling, you know, if I would bowl, and my wrist would be 100% perfect, the bowling alley is completely straight, everything, I get a strike every time, right? That's what should happen. No? No. But why doesn't that happen? So the teretz is that depends where you are. I remember we were bowling once in Eretz Yisrael last summer or something, and I kept on getting these, like, terrible scores. And then Mary Yaakov pointed out to me that the bowling alley was tilted. Mamish, the lane was tilted. I mean, I tell you, get away with it. You can't get away with that in America. He was right. He's totally right. So then I had to start to bowl this way. Then I started to get normal score. So, evidently, what happens is your wrist is half a millimeter twisted, and then the ball goes into the gutter every time, unless you have bumpers. Okay. Fine. It's a little embarrassing. Okay. So comes a pup and says, if you throw a rock up and it goes off a little bit and falls down 2 feet away, and guess what? Unfortunately, the place exactly where the rock fell, there was a guy standing there. The guy hit with the rock, got killed. I'm Chai Misa. Now again, I'm only be Chai Misa if there was Edim and there was Asra, so this is a really bad case. You know, I'm standing there and I'm throwing this rock up, and the Edim said to me, there's a guy standing 2 feet away, and if you throw the rock with your wrist position in that way, it's going to kill the guy. And I said, yep, that's right, it's exactly what I want to do. So I said, come on, you don't want to do that, you're going to be Chai Misa. I says, yes, I do. He said, you realize you're going to be Chai Misa? Yes, I do, I'm a Kabbal. And then I toss it up, and lo and behold, the guy doesn't run away. Well, maybe the guy could have run away, maybe Potter, but the guy's tied down, whatever, the guy's sleeping down, whatever it is. So I toss it up, it bangs, lands on the guy's head, so Chayev. So I'm going to be Ma'abra Rashi Rapapa. My time. Mishum de Kaichahu. So obviously, you must be treating this rock like Kaichah. It must be, in a sense, like the arrow. Nobody would question if I shoot an arrow. Nobody would question if I shoot a bullet. So obviously, that's an extension of the case of the sledgehammer. Obviously, that's Kaichah. So Rav Ashi asks the question of Papa, eat Kaichah if it's really truly Kaichah. Tezel la'el. So then the rock should just keep on going up. Because really, my koach, I only shot the rock up. So the rock coming down is not really my koach. Be'ilav koichahu, teisa l'tachas. But if it's not really my koach at all, so then where should the rock end up? Straight down. So my Rav Ashi and Rav Papa sitting and clearing, figuring out, why did this phenomenon happen? Why did the rock end up 2 feet away from where I'm standing? So on the one hand, it's not exactly the same as the bullet, because the bullet or the arrow goes in a straight path from where I am, doesn't come back again. It's not a boomerang. It goes straight. On the other hand, you can't ignore my participation in this, because otherwise, if not for my participation, if not for my twisted wrist, it would have gone straight down. So Ma'ab Rav Ashi and Rav Papa coined a new phrase, Elakur Kochashu. So the reason why I am chayev is because this is my koich. It's not 100% my koich. It's not like the classic koich of shooting an arrow, shooting a bullet, but it's enough koich kochish. It's a weakened form. It's a lower level form of koich, and that's enough to be called adva hamazik, or in this case adva hayreg. Adkan, Devi Agamar. So the only reason why the Gemara was comfortable being Mechaydus Ganisa is because we're willing to say that the reason why the rock ended up 2 feet away was very much a direct result of his Kach. What's the absolute clear mashmal of this Gemara? What if the rock would what? Would come straight down. What would the din be? If the rock came straight down, what would the din be? He'd be potter. And somehow we wouldn't call that your koyach. The only reason why I call your koyach is because when Ma'i said the rock is at a distance away from where you are, indicated that there was some kind of koyach, whatever you want to call it. But if not for that, what comes up must come down. Somehow is not enough to be mechayev you for Misa. So come all the Rishonim on the spot and are bothered with the kasha. Come to Rishonim and say, wait a second, I don't understand. Even if it comes right down, you should be chayav misa. You know why you should be chayav misa? So you have to create, you have to connect a few dots in order to appreciate the kasha of the Rishonim. So come to Rishonim and say, I'm going to prove to you that even going straight down should be chayav misa. Based on what? Based on a couple of equations. You know what equation number one is? That ruach halachically is the same as, I don't even know what's the Hebrew word for gravity. Do I know? Gravity. Okay. Gravity. Ruach api aloch is the same as gravity. Why? Not that it's really the same, but halachically the same. Why? Because what are they both examples of? If you had to really concretize, what is a ruach? A ruach is a what? Is a koach achim or rabbi. And gravity is a koach achim also. I didn't run the gravity. I'm not in charge of gravity. Isaac Newton's in charge of gravity. I threw the thing up. As far as I'm concerned, I threw it up. It was supposed to go all the way up to Shemayim. I know that this gravity, before the apple fell on his head, there was no gravity in the world. So the Chorah, gravity and Ruach are similar in that characteristic. That's premise number one. Premise number two, we all know that Ruach, damaging Ayyadei Ruach, or Ayyadei Kacham Urabo, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, no question about that, that's considered to be Chitzav, right? So let's start to see what these dots are connecting for us. If I damage somebody Ayyadei Ruach, that's tantamount to me doing it myself, even though it's Kacham Urabo. And therefore, since gravity and Ruach are all the same thing, so it must be that when I damage somebody through gravity, it's as if I damaged them myself. And Rabbi Yechon would say damage through gravity is called chitzav. Called adam mazik mamish. Right? Ayde chitzav. But wait a second, we're learning about Bakama, not only Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin's Misa, we're talking mamanis. Third premise of the question. Anything that's chayav mishum chitzav is not only chayav mizikin, but is also chayav what? If I kill somebody through Isha Mishum Chitzav, I'm Chayav Misa for that. How do I know that? That's a fair Shul Gemara in Bava Kama. Who saw the Gemara? Was on the Mamre Kamis. What did the Gemara say in Bava Kama? The Gemara says in the third of the Mamre Kamis, Hamadik is a Godish, Vaya Gedi Kofas Lovi Evet Samo Chobis of Mechayev. If I burn down your stalk of grain, and not only did I burn down your grain, but there was a goat that was tied up to the grain, and there was an Eved Kenani that was standing there next to the grain, and everything got burnt down. The whole thing, the goat, the Eved, everything got burnt down. I'm chayav to pay you. Why am I chayav to pay you? Why am I not chayav to pay you? Why should I be chayav to pay you? Chayav al teish. The Eved got killed, and therefore we should say what? I'm chayav misa for killing the Eved Kenani, and therefore we should say what? Come with Ramine. Why is that an absurd kasha? Because I'm not chayav misa for killing that Eved. Why not? You should have run away. If I burn down, let's say I set a fire over here and it goes down and it spreads and there's a human being standing there and he's standing there and says, come and get me, fire. And he doesn't run away. I'm chayav misa for that. Why didn't he run away? So since the Eved should have ran away, no one tied him down. The Eved could have ran away. So there's no chiyav nisa for what I did. So I'm chayav. It's a moment. I'm chayav because I burnt down the barn. I burnt down the pile of grain. But the Gemara says, and the third, the Ma'ar Malkum. But the Gemara says, what if it's the other way around? Eved kafas loy. What if the Eved is tied down? Now, if I see there's a human being tied down over there, and I light a fire 20 feet away, and it spreads, it kills that person, I'm a ritzeach. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara quotes, Eved kafas loy be some chav nisa. You're a potter. Then I'm totally potter. Why? Because I killed somebody using a fire, and I'm chayav nisa. The Gemara says, really? Why am I chayav nisa for that? If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Isha is Mishim Chitza, then I understand why I'm Potter. Because Mishim Chitza, it's like a shot an arrow. If I kill somebody shooting an arrow, I'm Chayev. So if I killed somebody by lighting a fire, I'm Chayev. Am I Potter? According to Reish Lakish, why am I Potter? According to Reish Lakish, why am I Potter by Mammon is really asking why I'm Chayev Misa. I'm Chayev Misa Potter by Mammon. Why am I Chayev Misa? If my ox kills somebody, I'm not have to pay money. I don't have to pay money. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Achav Eskinu Shehitzes Guvah Shel Eved. Comes around me now. Says Reish Lakish, you got the case wrong. You didn't light the fire 30 feet away. Where did you light the fire? On the Eved. The Eved is laying there, tied up, and you go ahead and you take a match and you light a fire. Yachav Meshugin. Your mama, she would say, that's like taking a knife and stabbing the Eved. It's like shooting the Eved in the head. So the weapon of choice was not a gun, was not a knife, it was a torch. Right? When you play Clue, so Mrs. Somebody killed somebody, Mrs. Plum, or somebody killed somebody with a something or other. Isn't that game still exist? Am I right? Isn't there Mrs. Plum in there? Professor Plum. Professor, I didn't say Plum. Plum, okay. Mrs. who?
Mrs. White
and Mrs. Peacock. Somebody killed somebody with a rope, with a this, with a that. Okay, so somebody. So it's just a question of which. It's been a long time. Just picking which is your murder weapon, right? This is a very exciting. This is like what's the name of the good mysteries? No. Not the hard. No, come on, the famous ones. Queen, who's? Queen, who wrote Queen?
Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie, who wrote the Ellery
Queen?
Ellery Queen, who's that? Mystery, yeah, the famous Fear the Godiris, Mystery Race. The Hardy Boys. You're not going to beat me on the Hardy Boys, okay? I mean, you're not going to beat me on the Hardy Boys. I mean, okay, tell me, what was number 39? The Great Airport Mystery, what was number one? You want to go one to one? I'll take you. The Tower Treasure, House on the Cliff. Okay. Rabbi Sai, good. Okay. Rabbi Sai, back to the story here. Okay, back to the world of Reish Lakish. So, comes Reish Lakish and says, you misunderstood the case. The case is not that you lit a fire and then it burned 20 feet away. That would takhavi pata from Misa. Because that's, Isham Shemuchisa never heard of that, says Reish Lakish. How come I skin and your mama set the guy on a torch? Never came. Crazy, I'm a sugar. You burnt the guy directly, so that's like stabbing the guy. So that's the case in the Mishnah that you put there from Mammon because you had this. Okay, we can read the side of relief. We got Pshat in the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. But according to Rabbi Yechon, what was Pshat in the Mishnah? What did the Gemara mean? It says, Bishlam Rabbi Yechon. Read those lines in the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon, Isha Mishim Chitza. What did the Gemara just say? That you chayav Misa for Isha Mishim Chitza, which is not a great surprise because, well, why not? If you really believe it's Isha Mishim Chitza, so what's the difference between Zikin and Misa? So Rabbi Sai, these three statements are all true. We proved all of them. Ruach equals gravity. How do we know that that's true? How do we know that? Who told that to us? That's Sir Isaac Newton told us. That's the Mocha. It's partial gravity, Ruach. It's all the same thing. But the forces in nature. Ruach, according to Rabbi Yechon, is called Chitzav. How do we know that? That's Ish Mishim Chitzav. That's Hamavir Sabeira. That's the exact God, Mavir Sabeira. How do I know that Chitzav impacts, not just the Zik, it impacts Misa also? So that I know from the Gemara we just read. That's the Gemara's statement. Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Hainu de Potter. That's the reason why you're Potter in Mammon, because you're Chayav Misa. This is also the item of a Kamadav Chavbeis. So each one of these three statements have been well documented. And now it's the combination of these three that makes the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Zion very, very problematic. Why? Kum to Rishayim, fract all the Rishayim, the same kasha to Echad. Why does the Gemara have to construct a scenario that the rock went 2 feet away? Throw the rock up in the air, and it comes down right where its place was, and we should hit you with a chiyuv of what? Yeretzech. Why Yeretzech? That is identical to what case? It's a rock. What does the Gemara say about the comment of Gimel about rocks that are impacted by wind? Rocks that are impacted and caused to travel by wind are told of Eish, right? So if rocks are told of Eish because they're impacted by the wind in Baba Kama Dav Gimel, well, Sir Isaac Newton told us that gravity and Ruach are the same thing, so a rock that's impacted by gravity should also be an Eish, or told of Eish, right? Really? Well, we know that anything that's impacted by Ruach, or now gravity, which was just equated to Ruach, is Chitzav, of Kamachabez. And we know that Chitzav affects Misa of Kamachabez. So then if you put all this together, what you add up is Adam Shaharag Be'evan Shanofal Ayadei gravity. What should the din be? Shechai Misa. And what does the Gemara not say? Well, it's not true. The Gemara says the only reason why Rapapa Rabbi Ravashi said Yechayev is because the rock went 2 feet away, because that's called Kach Kachosh. If not for Kach Kachosh, then you would have been Potter. Why were you Potter? You should be Chayev based on this whole place. It's a simple Kasha. Everyone saw this Kasha. When you read the Gemara and said, head into the Fayin Zayin, right? Everyone read three Gemaras. You read Baba Kama Chabez, you read Baba Kama Dav Gimel, and said, head into the Fayin Zayin. Did you realize that those three Gemaras create this problem? Who here, tell me the truth, before you saw the Rishonim, who here realized that those three Gemaras cannot live together? That's how we shut it, read. Tosis has the kasha, the Ryan has the kasha, the David has the kasha, the Ram probably has the kasha. All the Rishonim has this kasha, because this is obvious. You have to read Gemaras. You can't just stop, you know, okay, great. I pick up a Gemara here, pick up a Gemara there. Whatever. See, and I made it easier for you. I put it all on one sheet, so you have all the Gemaras in front of you. The Rishonim, when they learned, they had different scrolls. So here you got the scroll of a Gemara somewhere inside Head of Nine Zion. When you learn Nine Zion, you got to remember there's another Gemara back in Baba Kama. You got to go find the scroll somewhere above a Kama. Then you got to turn it, you know, roll it to the right place. So you got a Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Gimel, Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Zion. There are no Dafim even, because Dafim were made up by the printers 300 years later. So you got to remember, on scroll column 6 with, assuming that you know who wrote that Gemara, my Gemara is not the same as your Gemara, so nobody knows what anything is. And the Rishonim somehow, Baruch HaKadosh, they saw all the Gemaras, and they realized the Kashas ask. So al zeh ne'amar, my Rishonim kemalachim, anu kebnei Adam. Halavai, we should be zoicha to be bnei Adam. The Rishonim asked these Kashas, Rishonim read these Gemaras, they had no resources to them. They had no Googles, they had no Gemaras, they had no nothing to go on. The kosher, they had a Shas, and some of the Rishonim didn't even have a Shas all the time. They had to go walk miles to find a Gemara. And somehow they figured out how to ask the correct kashas.
What was the original Havmina, why the Gemara had to go this other route to say it's 2 feet away and not straight?
But the case, because that's the case, because it says Holchel Tzadon. Rapapa said Holchel Tzadon. So the Gemara is trying to analyze why is that. So the Gemara says the reason is because that's called Kachosh, implying that anything short of that is not even Kachosh. It's nothing. Why is it not? Why is it Chayv? She's Chayv. It's Kachach Murabai.
So is it that one, the assumption one that Gemara rejects?
Well, something's wrong. One of these assumptions is wrong.
Because
if they're all right, then this has to be the conclusion. This is not correct.
Because if you throw
straight
up in the air,
okay. So let's see which of the assumptions are questionable. So comes the Chiddush Iran. Everyone get a chance to see this Chiddush Iran yet? Okay. We'll start off a little bit. There are multiple Nekudas with Chiddush Iran. Each one is a world in and of itself. Second line, the end of the second line. Hikshu alze the amud lam lo yichayev I azla even atachas mamish shazrika shaloi shazark even mala chayev lo yirida zois v'lam lo tia liya zois kemaldika esh besadeh v'chag bar ruch mitzvi v'chayev v'lamad diom ishim ishim chitzo v'hachi kaimelon sh'ava bish e'ne shalechas b'kech ha'klau v'chashu maldik b'kum ruch mitzvi v'ronos ha'kilu atzva so v'chein nami toli v'esh ha've avonos ha'kidish nichim rosh gag v'agamar v'nof ruch mitzvi v'zigol d'chayev. So basically, in those four lines, the Ran just presented this kasha. So the Ran quotes the Teretz. This Teretz is quoted in the name of Rabbeinu David. one of the Talmidim of the Ramban. V'tirtzu b'zeh zok b'chadish Yeran. Second line from the bottom. Those who have the Mamakonis. The ein chiyuv nezikin ela b'koach u'befoal lo b'mashen naseh. In order to be chayif in nezikin, it has to be an active force, a koach u'foal, not something that just kind of happens by itself. V'ruach b'tzu po'elasi. A wind is a koach u'foal. Since you knew the wind was coming, it's Ruch Matsuya. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Shalom Yishal Ma'avis Be'er. We're not studying on my own, but that's Hazeh Nemar B'Torah Ma'avis Be'era, that we view the Koyach of the wind, which is the Koyach HaPoyel, we view that as your Koyach. Aval Hayarida L'mata Mi or what? Gravity. Ein Ba'Poyel Shal Klal. Gravity is not called a koyach of a poel. Ain't a poel shall claw. So why does it happen? Rabbeinu David also knew that things fall to the ground. Why do things fall to the ground? Eloshemachmas kveidihi eredis. Things fall to the ground. Mamela, they fall to the ground. V'afim hargabir biyiridos. So even if a person got killed based on the force of gravity, lo nasas eb a poel. Ela kovet ha'evenu shehizik be'elov. King Kosser Rabbeinu David Zal b'shem Reboise Bali HaTosfos. He must have been the Rebbe of the Ramban and from the Bali HaTosfos. I can't give Rabbeinu David. Which of the three premises did Rabbeinu David just attack? Number one. He's saying that I know gravity exists and I know that winds exist, but halakhically they're different forces. One is an active force and one is a passive quote-unquote force. And the Torah was only mechadish that active forces such as wind are considered to be a kachach murabel to be mechayvi to call ishim shum chitzav. A passive force as the fact that something falls to the ground, memela, that is not considered to be a force that you have to reckon with in halacha, and you won't be chayav neither mama nor misa for that. Zoy shteit in Rabbeinu David. Any physics men have what to weigh in on this? Watch. Why is this about to fall? You know what Rabbeinu David just said? There's nothing pulling it down. I know you're going to tell me it's not true. There's nothing pulling it down. Memela, it falls down because there's nothing keeping it up.
Is it that gravity is constant while wind is
constant? Okay. So, Rabbeinu David is taken to task by the Chiddush Yeran himself. Va'ani ha'imer zok to Chiddush Yeran de'ika teretz aleisa. Says that teretz is not correct. Shemash heim oimrim she'ein chiyuv shal nezikin al b'koach u'b'poel lo b'mash enasim emela aval ruach b'tzui hi pe'eles v'ro nasa ki ilu hi b'koach adam aval yirid l'mat de'ein b'poel klal machas kovda. So we're going to skip a little bit to four lines from the bottom, the end of the line. It goes a little bit of a tangent. Im kein yezi b'teva tnuas ever more mata levisha b'chol eis b'ha'itim terim l'mata achash hosh l'chol l'mala v'harbe zmanim yeshe eimen asher shumruach v'afil mitzuya v'kevin shekein yezi roi hu shenoy meshetia tnuas ever l'mata poel ha'odom yu poel hishtachos l'mala. What did the Chiddush Yeran just say? He said, in the study of the laboratory, in the study of different forces of nature, gravity versus wind, says the Ran, I personally think that gravity is more karach adam than wind. On my board, I said equation. So according to Rabbeinu David, gravity is much less yours, because there's no real active force. According to the Ran, no, the opposite is true. Wind is less than gravity. What is it about wind that's less than gravity? So the Chiddush Yeran is almost mixing together two different things. So one thing he begins to emphasize, to focus on is what? Why am I, in a sense, more responsible for gravity than I am for wind? What's the answer? Gravity is more what? Is more common. It will always happen. Unless you're in outer space, it will always happen. Wind, some days are windy and some days not. Even Ruach Metsuya, there are days when there's mamish, not a breeze out. Mamish, not a breeze, not a wind, not a goynish, not a nothing. So says the Ran back to Ben David, if you want to compare the two and you want to tell me that one is more koachi than the other, I think that gravity is more of a problem than Ruach. That's the first issue that the Ran seems to pick on Rabbeinu David. But in the middle, he almost throws in something else also. The Ran throws in another characteristic gravity has that the wind doesn't have. Ki hu po'ala b'hishlachos olamala. Yaisib to us a ruach nasib lishum pu'ula. What does that mean? True, gravity is happening by itself, but what happened? What is he saying? I set up the force of gravity. It means I'm the one who got it up to the top. Now the truth is, I didn't tell anybody to be on the top. There's guys on the ground, but I'm the one who is coaxing the gravity to take over. That's what the Ran means. That he says that ki hu po'al b'hishlachos olamala. So I set up a situation where the gravity is going to take over. So I did a koyach, just that my koyach is in the wrong direction. The gravity continues where I left off. When I leave something on the roof, one could have argued that what? I didn't do any koyach at all. I just put it on the roof. I didn't send it shooting in any direction. By the case of the gravity, I send it shooting in a direction, albeit the wrong direction. So the wind comes and the gravity comes and changes force, changes directions for me. By the wind, I know anything. Low pole. So even by the wind, where low pole cloud, what is the halacha saying? Of Gilman Baba Kamba, that's still called what? Koyach la. Even that's called Koyach Amirabo. So Kalvachim, Bibinesh, Kalvachim, Kalvachim, gravity should be called. So the Ran is turning the tables on Rabbeinu David and saying, if you wanted the friendship between the two, I have two good svaras that differentiate in the other direction to make gravity more kerech adam, not less kerech adam. So there's always a fascinating machlokes here, you know, somewhere between the lines of Torah and physics and philosophy. I don't know, you know, it's all Torah, it's all Torah, Tashem Tamima. But a very, very lumdish way of looking at the relationship of what exactly is taking place with gravity. The Rabbeinu David is viewing gravity as almost being a non-entity. There really is no, the starting point is, the baseline is everything falls to the ground. Unless you interfere with that baseline. Whereas Rabbeinu David, I'm sorry, the Ran is learning, no, there's a koyach, there's something that's pulling you down. And for Keret, it's so a koyach, and because the human being contributed to the koyach, and because it's such a constant, that it's more of a koyach ha-chamorbo than ruach. Anyone know, anyone holding in physics at all? There's some very lumdish shaila about gravity. It's a major, like, big machlok, like pre-Einstein or post-Einstein about gravity. Anyone know? I don't know, someone was reading this somewhere, I don't even know what it was. Someone find out for me afterwards that it almost sounded like right out of this Chedush Iran. That the way the Chedush Iran and the Rebbe David are fighting are almost like a nuance of, almost like physics / philosophy about how to view what gravity is. Is gravity ultimately a force? Is gravity a lack of an anti-force? Something like that. I don't know. You keep me posted. Those who know anything about physics. Okay. But boys say, why do you boys know physics? And I don't know. Okay. Got to know what's important in life. Yeah.
One sort of problem I have with the Ron.
If you have only one problem with the Ron, we're doing very, very well. I have a lot of this whole sugya. Yeah.
The problem I
at least
foresaw, whatever, is that it sounds like he's concluding that you're the chayim. Mara says you're puppet.
So he's going to call, ask over another answer. He's going to, because I just chopped the Chedush Iran halfway. If you go to the end of the Maram Kamas, I share with the Ran's real answer to the Kashas. But up to now, we're just focusing on the Ran's rejection of Rabbeinu David. So the Bali had Toysus themselves and Sanhedrin were bought with the same Kasha. Toysus, yes, the identical Kasha that the Chedush Iran is quoting from the Rabbeinu David, is quoting from the Bali had Toysus. So Tosfos and Sanhedrin asked the same kasha in the fifth and Rambam comes. Umiu kasha he deserved tzrol lemala to besamach. The mashba the ilo azlo tzdala takas potter. My lechay midi avonis the kirmasa shechavush gagvin of lechutzid the chamishim isha. He behaves like a malach kedisa kam v'kama. So Taisus tries and tries and tries, and then Taisus comes up with what they think is the emes teretz. V'tzarech lomar at the end of that second to last line of the Taisus. V'tzarech lomar the hainu lemandiyama isha mishum amono. Oh my goodness gracious! What did Taisus just say? They just got finished saying that the kasha is better than the teretz. They never heard Rabbi David's gravity world, his chilukim. They didn't think that was correct. These Balei Taisus, but David quoting other Balei Taisus, but not Taisus by us. And the Balei Taisus was sitting in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin, and they said the numbers don't add up. You know what the answer is? You're right. They don't add up. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin, the Teichem Rakusha is going a libud the witch by the Amar Bishlokish. That Tacha Isha is not Chaimishim Chitzov, and therefore Nachamis, as the Gemara says in Babakam, Tacha Beis. But if you lived in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, the answer is Inochinami. If I'm standing here, directly up, directly down, and bangs a guy in the head and kills him, I'm Chaimisa for that. Because gravity is the same as Ruach, it's the same as Isha Mishim Chitzov. Isha Mishim Chitzov is a Mechayiv and Zikin and Misa, Babakam Tacha Beis. That's the MSA answer, says Taisus. Don't tell me stories about gravity. Gravity is the same as everything else, same as other forces of winds, either better or the same, not worse. And the only way to answer the Kasha, says Taisus, is to take the Gemara and Sanhedrin and make a Shaloi Kealocha. You know, Rabbi said, me, London, who are we, Tachas? Ragli HaRishonim. But when you see a Taisus like this, it screams out that there's got to be another Mahalach. You see, Rabbeinu David, that the whole pshat is hinging upon a certain understanding of gravity, which the Chiddush Aran says is pasha not right. There's got to be another mahalach. So, which great rishon would you be able to already know had a different pshat in the sugya? You would know for a fact without even reading his commentary on the sugya, because you don't have his commentary on the sugya. You open up a Rambam, and you see, let's test case the Rambam whether the Tosfos is right. Because if Tosfos is writing a Mishnah Torah, what should they quote the Gemara Sanhedrin as saying? As saying, Yechayev, even what? Even if it falls directly down, because we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So if we would open up a Rambam, which of course they didn't put in the Rambam Kormos, but Rabbi Chaim on, so I figured everyone would figure out what the Rambam says. So if you open up a Rambam, Hilchos Ritzeach, where the Rambam quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes the Gemara verbatim. You throw the rock up, it goes a couple of feet away, falls down, kachosh, yechayev, misa, finished. Implying, obviously, if it falls directly down, you're potter. Well, why potter? How can you be potter? What happened to Yishev Shem Chitzav? Oh, no, that Gemara Shalak Halacha. Wrong. The Rambam's quoting the Gemara Halacha. So Tosfos Teretz is not even on the radar screen for the Rambam. That's not even shayach to discuss going to the Rambam. To stick the Rambam into Rabbeinu David's camp, that the Rambam held that the physics of Rabbeinu David, that the gravity is not the Ruach, very, very hard to believe. What's pshat in the Rambam? How can you have a cake and eat it? How come all these things don't add up? Something's wrong here. Something is wrong. What's wrong here? You get everything here. Ruach is gravity. Ruach is chitzav. Chitzav is mezikin. There's one thing that's not mentioned here that I just pulled right over you guys. What word is missing on this board? We're talking about Aish and killing people with Aishas and killing people with Aishas and Yechai and Misa killing people with Aishas. What are we talking about? The rocks coming down, that's Aish? That's a fire? What is that? What is the rock coming down? Is it Aish? Is it Aish? It's what? It's told of Aish. Aren't we a little bit of a comment of Gimel? Everyone secretly forgot. It's a told of Aish. Now, come on, told of Aish, Aish, it's all the same thing. Everyone knows it's all the same thing, right? It's all the same thing. Maybe therein lies the source of our entire problem. And maybe that's the beginning of a solution. All of this is true. Ruach is alike gravities. And if you kill somebody through Ruach or gravities, it's Chitzav and Yechaim. It's all true. Assuming that you pulled off an Aish. But if you're in the parasha of Tolda, the Aish, things may change very, very quickly. Why? But Toldas are like others. What are you talking about? But Bekamadav Gimel, so you have to stay doing for tomorrow. So for Mishnah tomorrow, we'll try to begin to analyze the Shittas of Rambam, which is ultimately going to impact on our Gemara, because our Gemara is the Sugya told us Eish Keish. Tomorrow. So those who had a chance, read through the Reb Chaim. That's what we're going to begin with tomorrow to try to understand a little bit better what's going on in this.